reborn both of us again.
Hey, friends.
Good evening.
I am happy to see so many of you gathered here once again.
It's unfortunately there are absentees which couldn't be helped.
I would ask you, please, to lower light a little.
Certainly.
Thank you.
That's sufficient, is it?
It is comfortable for you all this way.
Oh yes, thank you.
Because we lack some energies this time, it is more beneficial for communication.
Right, Father, thank you. If there's any alteration you require at any time, please say. Yes, of course our concern is that you should, and all those from your world, be comfortable when they come here.
We are indeed grateful for all that you do to make us so welcome in your world.
We can't know what an effort it must be, but we do appreciate you taking the trouble to visit us. So the least we can do is to make conditions as favorable for you as possible.
Yes, thank you. Before we continue this time, I want to tell you that next time I will bring you another visitor.
Good. Thank you. We look forward to that. As we know, it will be very interesting again.
I hope it will be informative for you.
Well, I could say I'm sure it will be, because everything has been so far.
I wish to say to you this time that a few of you in the time since we last met are a little depleted in their energies. I am sure some have felt this in their physical being.
Has somebody felt depleted since the last meeting?
Yes.
Been to run down, as it were?
Yes, I think I've probably been lacking a little in energy.
You have been? And Sarah, did you say yes?
No, I think so.
I've had a stroke problem, but this is 2 weeks ago. Not I didn't come last week.
Anybody else feel
yeah,
the
I've been very tired, but I think that's from work or anything.
That was my
work. My work's been very...
Yes, you're quite right, of course, Sandeman. You've heard the answers.
Yes. I am grateful to them for the acknowledgement. But of course, whether they wish to say or not, I am aware.
Yes.
Let me say to you, at times in your physical life, these happenings so far, it is not so much that it is a physical tiredness, but more of a spiritual tiredness.
Is that so? And that is reflecting itself on the physical awareness, is it?
I have told you that the spiritual aspect of yourselves will reflect onto your physical being.
Yes, you have.
So, I will reiterate to you that those who are feeling depleted must devote more of their time to that quietness, please.
Okay.
They will then feel that upliftment that is necessary for good health and growth.
Thank you again for the advice.
Now, I would like to speak on something common to you all.
Yes, certainly.
I speak upon judgment, oh Father.
Yes.
You have many feelings, many thoughts on this matter. All of you are individuals in your thoughts. Let me speak to you on a wider scale. Judge not, lest ye be judged. Those are words I believe you are familiar with.
Yes, we are.
Why do you think that you judge others? Can you answer me?
I think possibly it is because of the domination of our physical reactions rather than us looking into our spiritual reactions to any given circumstance.
Yes, my friend, you are right. You judge mainly on your emotional feelings. The emotions are so strong within you humans that sometimes it clouds your true spiritual judgment.
Yes, I would agree, and I expect everybody would agree with that, because I'm sure it has happened with me in the past, and I'm sure it's happened with everybody else, that having formed a judgment against somebody, for whatever reason, we almost invariably wish that we had not done so, and regret having done so. I think most people would agree to that, would you not?
Yes. There is no need to feel shame that you feel these things. But all I would say to you is, next time you wish to judge another, place yourself within their shoes. See if your judgment would be the same. What you must do is look deeper.
Yes.
Look deeper into each soul. Look behind the veneer.
I think it would be as well if we reintroduced the old saying, which we all know, count 10 before you act.
I think that would be very wise indeed. Look to your small children. Look to the forgiveness in those young hearts. Watch them at play. They do not judge each other. They are much more accepting.
Yes, that's true.
So I say to you all, my friends, look fast to your own failings. Because in judging another shows that within you there lies that same faith. Can you understand that?
Yes, I think we all do. Does anybody have any query on that, or do you understand all that Sandra has said?
It's like the same, you know, the fingers that front have three pointing back.
Yeah, and observing the error in others may help us to observe the same error in ourselves.
Yes.
Those are wise words. Yes. I do not expect any of you to become like saints, as you would say. That would not be possible whilst you inhabit these bodies. But to have the realization, that is what is important. You understand?
Yes. I think, too, that many people do not recognize the importance of the various phrases in the Lord's Prayer with which we finish each meeting. That is, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Many people, I am sure, say the prayer in a rhetorical way without thinking of the importance of the phrase. as we forgive those who trespass against us. If we don't offer forgiveness, how can we expect forgiveness?
Of course. And what is forgiveness if it is not love offered to your fellow man?
Of course. Mm-hmm.
It is simply put. I beg you all to think upon these words this time. And next time a situation arises when you are aroused to judge others, step back, take a good look at yourself, and then make your judgment.
Yes, I'm sure we shall all do that, having heard what you have said on this occasion. It's unfortunate that we do succumb to the human emotions far too often. That is why I, and I expect all my colleagues here, are grateful for the teaching we are receiving.
None of you are infallible. That would not be expected. What I have come to try to make you aware of is your own higher self, to look to that aspect of yourself, because in doing so you become better people. I want you to express the innate love that all of you possess. It is as simple as that.
Can we acknowledge sentiments talking to us by all agreeing to that?
Yeah.
Everybody?
Yeah, that's the way I
want
to
go.
You will, my son, don't be concerned upon that matter. You, as I have said previously, have far to go. There is a kindness about you that few possess.
Yeah, sometimes I don't know how what to do though, or where to go. It's difficult to make decisions.
I cannot make them for you. You must choose your own path. But we have said before, take those quiet times and you will be guided.
That does mean quiet, or away from all other distractions.
Yeah.
Too much noise in your world today. Too many people rushing through their life without ever becoming aware of that inner voice. It saddens me so that such a thing should be. But it has to be accepted, and that is why we are gathering at this time, so that these conditions can be changed.
Yes. I have found, Paul, continuing that, that I personally, I relax completely lying on my back in bed, and arms straight down, I find I completely relax, and that is the time when I do feel upliftment, no question about it, because there is no extraneous noise, there's not likely to be any phone call, no likelihood of anybody coming, so the mind is clear of expectation of interruption. And that is an important thing to remember. Often the mind, the brain, is anticipating interruption. You follow me?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Will the phone ring? Will so-and-so call? Will this, that, and the other happen? Well, late at night, it's unlikely that any of it is going to occur. So the mind is clear of expectation.
Right, yeah.
But as I say, I find that works for me. You may find it too, for you.
Yeah, up until now I've found either last thing at night or first thing in the morning is the best time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have to find more time for it. So I keep putting it off.
I know the feeling.
Always you will find other things. But you must become a little more disciplined, I think. Of course, the ultimate would be that contact could be made amidst the hustle and bustle of everyday life. But unfortunately, very few people are capable of such a thing.
It is unfortunate, isn't it?
If you were skilled, shall I say, in all matters spiritual, your physical ears would be closed to all that was around you. But we know that is difficult for most people. But it can be attained if the desire is strong enough. That is why so often you have to come to our side of life in your sleep state to grow, because you do not have the ability whilst clothed in the body. You see.
Yes, I do.
Now, I think we have spoken enough on that subject this time.
Thank you very, very much for all you have said. It's more enlightenment than enlightenment for us all, I'm sure. It is for me.
Yes, absolutely.
I want to see you all as the shining beacon that I know you are.
That's very kind of you to say that.
With my encouragement, I hope you will see yourself also in that way.
What you say certainly does give us all encouragement, and quite frankly, and I think I speak for everybody on this, we would not know where to look other than through your teaching. It is a great help to us all.
I am most humbled by your response. It makes my task all the more easy to bear.
Thank you. We would certainly miss you if you didn't visit us now.
I will not be so easily rid of.
I'm very happy to know that.
I have waited a long time, and I have no intention just yet of severing this connection.
Good. So we all feel very privileged that we don't know the reason for which we are all gathered here. That's something we can never understand. We are nevertheless privileged that we do have the ability to meet here as we do each week and to have you join us.
There are more to join us. Yeah, a little way into future.
Good.
They will make themselves known, but not yet.
Well, we shouldn't look forward to it, Sandeman.
Not yet.
As we look forward to every meeting now.
I don't like to make too much of what has been, but I will tell you, this is not the first time that all is in this group have met together.
That's so.
There has been a meeting of hearts and minds before.
In the previous existence.
Yes, in past times. But this time there has been a culmination of love which has brought you all together and which has helped to bring me forth to you.
That makes us very, very happy to know. And again, thank you for telling us.
Now, let me speak to you, my friend, this time.
To me?
Don't be surprised. Yes, to you. What has been this sadness within you?
I really don't know.
Let me see through you. There is much ill for you to achieve.
Good. It did rather surprise me.
Don't be surprised, because I will tell you. I have said to you before that you come to us to work.
Yes, you have.
Which you have done till now with a loving heart. But you have been feeling that the time has come for you to move on. I speak now of your higher being. It has not filtered through to you physically, and we cannot allow it to be so. Sometimes, my friend, we cannot always have what we desire.
I quite agree. Not possible.
And you see, even in that higher state, there can be pain. There can be a grieving, if you like, for beings that cannot be. You understand?
I do understand, yes.
I have to say to you, my friend, the work continue.
And I would accept that. I certainly wouldn't think of contradicting or arguing against it. If that is what required, yes, I am happy to continue.
If this feeling of dissatisfaction comes to you whilst in your physical state, I say to you, brush it to one side where it belongs.
Very funny.
You cannot allow it to take hold.
No, I promise I shan't. There have been disappointments, I agree.
Disappointments of your earthly life.
Yes, quite.
Matter little compared to what you are feeling now.
Mm-hmm.
Within your spirit being. But I am there to support and encourage you, to tell you that the time will come when you can take the step forward that you so much desire. You, my friend, are wishing to follow one who is already there. You understand?
Yes, I do.
But it cannot be. It cannot be.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for telling me.
Now, let us speak on other matters. Does anyone wish to speak to me?
Yes, I would like to ask a question which follows some information given us at our other meeting the other week. A question was asked of a communicator from your world about what are known here as black holes in the universe. The information given us by our scientists is that black holes contain a tremendous crushing pressure of gravity, and it would be impossible for anybody to survive within that so-called black hole. The answer we got was that black holes are, in fact, merely gateways from one universe to another. And those with the knowledge far beyond our own understanding are able to penetrate through those gateways from one universe to another as and when it is necessary for them to do so. Would that be a correct answer?
Speak to you on this matter. I would say to you that no one can survive within the pressure. Your scientists are correct in that respect. But perhaps there has been a misunderstanding on this statement made.
There could be.
Of course, there would be a taking, a leaving of a physical body on anything or anyone who should enter these black. black holes, as you call them. I prefer to say it is an abundance of energy in a particular spot. It is not a gateway to other planets or universes. I have said before, you do not travel between. There is a cosmic energy which is within the whole of the cosmos.
Yes.
So you see, you are seeking all these energy fields as though it were a physical tunnel. That cannot be. It cannot be.
Yeah.
I think what was meant by the words spoken was that, of course, the physical being would be left behind and the spirit would travel to its rightful home.
I see.
You understand?
Yes, I do. That does clarify it somewhat for me.
You are tending to see it as a physical thing.
True.
You must go away from these thoughts.
Yes.
You must leave them behind. There are many energies, many mysteries upon your earth. But remember, it is one spark in the great universe of life.
True. Mm-hmm. So the scientists are right about there being excessive, undreamt of forces of gravity within those energy fields.
It is just so. They have it almost correct,
mm-hmm.
but not quite.
Not quite.
Not quite. I believe I have heard said that you can be encapsulated within a black hole.
Yes, that's right.
Not so. Not so.
Not so.
Not so. No, we speak here again on many deep matters.
Mm-hmm.
Matters I think you would find difficult to understand.
I can imagine that.
But I don't say your communication was not correct. I think the interpretation was not quite correct.
Thank you. That does clarify it. I like to check these things, as you know, because it is important that we should have the right information and not disseminate wrong theories or facts.
Yes.
So the excessive forces of energy in what we call the black holes would be no bar to spiritual traveling in any case.
Not at all.
No, thank you.
Not at all.
No.
Let me just speak for a moment on communication.
Please.
I told you when first I came to accept only what you felt was right.
Mm-hmm.
When we speak of communicators, of course there are many, and many who use many channels. They can only impart to you the knowledge which they have gained themselves.
Of course.
Too oft times I hear, why does one contradict another? You must move away from that thought. They are only giving what they know.
They are honest within their own limitations.
Yes. Yes. So never feel that the communicator is not quite truthful.
No.
That is wrong.
No, I have never thought that myself. But sometimes, as in this case we've just spoken of, it is as well to have confirmation.
Yes, there is nothing wrong in questioning what comes to you. I would say to you, always question if you so desire.
Well, we have all throughout the years tried to run our groups on that basis of questioning if in doubt, and honesty in all things when possible.
It is necessary that when you are making contact, that there must be the highest integrity.
Quiet.
I could not be here otherwise.
I was about to say I doubt if you would be here if we hadn't followed those paths.
But perhaps it explains to you why sometimes there would seem to be apparent contradictions from other sources when in fact they are not contradictions at all.
Quite.
There is much knowledge to be learned, to be gained by all communication.
Thank you very, very much for that. I'm sure everybody has been most interested in hearing it. Are there any other questions for Sanjumet from this meeting?
Could I just add one more thing to the black hole question?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing our scientists tell us is that light does not escape from a black hole. This has always suggested to me that space itself is drawn into a black hole at the speed of light. And this would sort of explain that.
When you speak of light, you are speaking of a different energy than that which is contained within what you term your black holes. It is a different energy completely. We have spoken a little previously about the speed of light and what happens, have we not?
We have.
Yes. All of space surrounding your Earth, you could probably term a black hole. On the immediate rim of your Earth. But it is not, for the simple reason that within those energies there lies the energy of light, which makes the difference. Can you see? Can you understand?
I see, and this would be different, yes.
It changes the whole form of the energies. We have to speak sometime, I think, on this matter of differing energy. It is a very complicated subject for you to understand. But I will attempt to do it for you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We look forward to that. Because
that
at the moment I'm sorry.
I beg your pardon. That is why I have said to you in the past that your space travelers have much knowledge that has been kept under wraps.
Mm-hmm.
Their knowledge is much more extended Buddha than has been permitted to the ordinary people.
It's annoying to think that it has been kept under wraps.
I will come back one time to speak on energies, I think.
Thank you. It's because at the moment our minds stop positively at the speed of light. We cannot imagine anything beyond that.
That is why it is difficult to explain.
Mm-hmm.
What you cannot comprehend is that there is so much more that is not available to you, but of course is there. It is there.
Yes.
And although your scientists work hard to try to explain many of these things, their knowledge is too limited.
Yes, because they have limitations also, haven't they, that they cannot explain beyond.
Their perspective is limited.
Mm-hmm.
They can only look so far. I wish I could take you all with me on a cosmic travel.
You wouldn't have to ask us twice, I can tell you that.
Perhaps one day, yes. But now I fear that is not so.
Yeah. It's a wonderful thought.
Perhaps it could be an exercise for you all. Try to picture the universe, the cosmos, and I'm sure if I asked you individually, each one would have a different perspective of it.
Absolutely. Yes.
But nevertheless, you are children of that very cosmos.
Right.
You are children of light and love.
Yes, we must all try and recognize it more. I think that's one of our difficulties.
I think this time it is becoming a little difficult to stay.
Yes.
So I say to you all, my friends, love be with you all in all that you do.
Thank you, and with our love with you too.
I will not speak to you next time, but I will be with your visitor with help and encouragement.
Thank you very much for that. We hope the week goes very quickly. We already look forward to it.
My friend, you cannot wish your life away so easily.
No, we mustn't do things like that, I know. Each week has much to be done within it. God bless you. And thank you from us all.
Until we meet again, I will say goodbye.
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 End of April 3rd meeting.